Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa.
The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. It is a Wednesday. It's a wise Wednesday. I haven't heard from Brother Davis, but we will, if Brother Davis jumps in, we will definitely have Wise Wednesday. If Brother Davis is not able to make it, we'll have a show anyhow. Okay? So, welcome to Tando Radio Show. Today is May the 30th, 2018, and happy to be here with you all at any time. If you'd like to jump in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number for you to jump in, and definitely would want to do that. So I haven't heard, like I was saying, I haven't heard from Brother Davis. He may jump in at any moment. So if he does, we'll definitely have a Wise Wednesday. If not, we'll have a show, and we'll pretty much have some open discussion. If you would like to have open discussion, we'll bring you some stuff I think is very, very important that we do anyhow. So with that being said, everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Or if you haven't supported Black Talk Radio Network, please start that process and do that, because it's very important that we support this network, because it's a grassroots organization that was put together for you, to bring information to you, to benefit you. And in order for that to expand, in order for that to stay vibrant, in order for that to stay on air, Brother Davis is there. It's necessary for us to support it. So give what you can. All donations are greatly, greatly appreciated. So please support the network. It is not getting any sponsorships from any corporations or anything as of the such. It only survives off of the very contributions that you make. And Scotty struggles with maintaining BTR Community, Black Talk Radio Network, and the Black Media Project altogether because of the overall economic strain that it puts in, the resources that's required, and just the day-to-day operation. So please, if you listen to Tando Radio Show, if you listen to Black Talk Radio Network, please support this network. Give what you can. All donations are greatly appreciated, and it will continue to allow this network to grow and expand. You could also support the network by being a part of this social media platform, becoming a member with it for only $24 a year. That's yearly, one time, and $24 allows you to access into a social media program known as BTR Community. And BTR Community is a more of a holistic place where you can engage in your social media activities without being as adversely affected as in Facebook, Twitter, tweeting, telling, and all that other stuff, because those actual platforms were actually put there to data mine, to take your information, to compromise your security, and to compromise your confidence. And it's come out, and I'm going to tell you, one of the things that the system likes to do is it likes to introduce something and then later on come out and tell you, yes, this is what we've been doing. And it makes them even stronger because, no, the people don't care. And that's one of the things, is how they establish blind faith with things. So leave those other organizations, leave those other platforms, don't engage in them. Use this one for only $24 a year. There's a 30-day free membership that you can have to engage in this just to see how the platform works. You could promote stuff about you. You won't have to worry about being your information being purposely data mined and compromised and sold to bidders. Okay, you don't have to worry about that. And this has cost us greatly and dearly. And we think that FedBook is free. It's not free. It never has been free. It's always been the cost. And the cost is your overall energy. And they steal it daily. Okay, so use that to your benefit. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you could do that by acquiring the precious metals through Prosperity Mint. Prosperity Mint is a full-service precious metals dealership. You can email them and tell them that you're a Tando Radio Show listener, and someone will get in contact with you, and that's at info@prosperitymint.com. That is going to be very, very important in the future, especially for what's going on. We will be touching on some of the economic things in regards to the precious metals that's going on in the world that you need to know so that you can properly position yourself and your family and our community, okay? So, also, if you would like to be a part of the Legacy Wealth Management seminar, and a very, very important seminar, you know, I met some of you all there. That's the first time I was actually able to meet my man, L.A. Ramon. The information that's there, everyone that was there that got the information from that, phenomenal. So if you would like to be a part of that seminar, it's a two-day seminar. It's Saturday and Sunday, and it's going to be June the 9th, 10th, and 11th. Saturday and Sunday, when the overall seminars begin, I will be giving my presentation on Sunday. Would love to see some of you. If you would like to be a part of that, then just email me or text me at, you can email me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com, wolf6pack1@gmail.com, or you can text me at 951-790-8330, and I will get you the information. If you're in the Dallas area, you definitely should be a part of that whole thing. Come on down. It's worth your while. All right, so we're going to jump into what's in the news before we get to why it's Wednesday with Brother Davis. Let me jump into the news. Let me just pull it up really quickly. First article that I posted was, it came from the South China Morning Post. In a first, Hong Kong refuses U.S. extradition bid per Beijing's request. The case arose last October and was revealed in the annual assessment of key developments in the city. This is critical. Tells a whole lot. There was an extradition refusal that Hong Kong did because Beijing told them to do it. This speaks volumes to the overall influence the corporation of the United States has in the world. It is losing position. It is losing relevance. It is losing its overall standing. And that fall, it's going to fall from the world stage, and it's going to fall right on everyone here's head. You need to be aware of that and preparing for that dutifully. And that is critical. So check that out. Next article, Raj posted this from the New York Times, how the Pentagon contracts became an identity crisis for Google. How a Pentagon contract became an identity crisis for Google. Really good article. Check that out. Want to check that out myself. No, I wasn't aware about that. So we'll look at that for sure. Next article, Raj posted this from the Washington Post. How spies can use your cell phone to find you, eavesdrop on your calls, and texts too. Yes, all of that can easily be compromised because it's an electronic device that you didn't create. It's an electronic device that someone else created, coded it, and they tell you that it's yours. Yes, you own it, but they control it. Very, very important. And that's why in the economic world it's so important not to have a false sense of security in ownership. Ownership is a position of weakness. Ownership is where weak hands are overcome by strong shoulders. It's what you control that matters. So very, very important. Check out that article. Great article, Raj. Next article, I posted this one from the American Dream. On the brink, Israel warns that the threshold of war will be crossed if Hamas doesn't stop firing rockets. Over the past 24 hours, Hamas and Islamic Jihad has fired approximately 70 rockets and mortars into Israel. Check out that article expanding. Then I also posted a YouTube video from Fox News about that going on yesterday and some of the things that's happening today. Looks like Israel is setting up for an invasion of the Gaza Strip. And so that is going to continue to expand and explode. Now, you know, many people think that area is Israel's because of war. Well, see, this is the thing. When you steal something from people, just because you stole it, the overall transferring, the moral transferring is not complete. Is not complete, never will be complete, regardless of what your laws say, regardless of what your rules say. It was ill-gotten, just like most of the overall artificial wealth that the U.S. have is all ill-gotten, and it's all a facade. So check out that YouTube video. Next article, got this from Strategic Culture. U.S. State Department tells Syria what it can do on its own soil. This is another rebuff of yesterday's how funny. Those days are going to be ending, folks, as the world purges himself of the U.S. Next article, got this one from Russia Insider. Trump making America irrelevant again. Well, I will tell you, it's not Trump that's making, you know, celebrity figurehead Trump is just a celebrity figurehead. The system is making America irrelevant. Why? Because it best serves the overall interests of the system to have the U.S. as irrelevant and as a fallen empire. Check out that article. It says, it is easy to say that Trump is failing on one thing I thought made him a better candidate than most other 2 years ago, is that is the issue with war and empire. Well, that, and he was a great stick in the eye of those who work hard to control the narrative. Check out that article. Next article, got this one from Wall Street Journal. Huge article, huge importance here. U.S. planning to hit EU with steel aluminum tariffs. The celebrity figurehead Trump administration was unable to win concessions with the European Union counterparts ahead of Friday's deadline, and is planning to make good on a threat to apply tariffs on the EU steel and aluminum, according to the people familiar with the matter. This is the war, y'all. It goes currency wars, trade wars, shooting wars. So, the U.S. is going to try to sanction and tariff everyone in the world, and they're going to have a response to where they say, nope, we're going to sanction and tariff you. And not only that, we're going to pull a plug on you. So, very, very, very important. There was, I got to check out with my man, OG, I think clearly the heads. Let me see what's going on here. Let me see what. 1 second. Okay. So, with that being said, that's what's in the news. And I would just say, you know, there is continue. I would just say to you all, don't get discouraged about. You know, obstacles that you'll reach in trying to prepare. Can just stay steadfast, continue to prepare, because when you are a prepper, you really understand the disciplines of savings. That's why it's very, very important that you do, okay, because it will actually assist you in becoming a prodigious saver, which is very, very, very important, okay? So with that being said, we're going to turn the show over to Brother Davis for Wise Wednesday. At any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, please don't hesitate. Give Brother Davis a call. The number is area code 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056 for Wise Wednesdays. Bring your questions and your comments for Brother Davis, and looking forward to the show. Brother Davis, it's all yours, and I appreciate you so much, Brother Davis. Give Brother Davis a second to get situated. And while that's happening, I will, let me just, oops, 1 second. And so, what I was saying while Brother, oh, there we go.
Hello.
Yeah, Brother Davis, we can hear you.
Excellent, man. My phone, my gear is acting up, but I don't surprise. Excellent show. So far, my brothers and sisters, you have to bear with me. I am pushing the candle from both ends, and the purpose of trying to be prepared as much as my and my family can. It requires sometimes you to put in some pretty outrageous hours, and that's what the demand has been for me in the last 2 weeks or so. But I don't mind, because in reality, I'm doing exactly what I want and need to do. But let's get right into the show, because literally, when I started doing this research, I had no idea how us as parents give the internet access to our children. And the sad part about it is that we think that these children are safe. They are not safe. I don't know if you guys are aware of the dark web, but on this place called the dark web, it's an encrypted internet. And the most highly publicized topic is child pornography, child photography. And what I found out in my research, it's access to child profiles. Now, what's unique about this is that a lot of these child profiles, the children don't even know about. You know why? Because they're busy taking pictures with these phones that have been bought for them, but the parents have not seen the importance of putting parental locks, security in place. But here's the catch-22. There's something called a cheat sheet, and children are going in and unlocking their phones, and they are literally finding ways to get into the dark web. One of the things we fail to realize is that there is no level in which we as parents, we can relax nowadays. And the sad part about it is they're being lured that way. And see, a lot of times we don't see it in plain sight. But a lot of these new movies that are coming out now have been so, should I say, racy, that it's allowed their sensual intellectual side to want to know more. Now, see, here's what's so unique about that is that, you know, at one time, what they wanted, when they wanted to know more, they would go to their parents or someone they respected, or maybe an older brother and sister, and they would get into those discreet conversations.
Question, but we now, got a chance, Brother Davis. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I got a question for you. But Finn, when you're ready, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead, Brother Davis.
No, please, come with your question, brother. That's the show.
You know what, Brother Davis, I'm so glad that you're bringing this topic up, because it's so important, and it has gained so much attention in the general community at large. I know about the dark net and the dark web, but I'm not very familiar. I know everything and anything illegal, from the selling of people to body parts and everything else that goes on there. But Brother Davis, if you would, in just your own research and in your own which you've learned, and any of the listeners that are listening, we really need to be brought up to speed on this. And what Brother Davis is doing is really such a critical part of preparing. It's preparing our children to be as safe as possible and as protected from this overall predatorial world. Brother Davis, if you would, what is the dark web? And, you know, what goes on the dark web?
Excellent questions, Dave. The dark web is an encrypted internet service. And most of what happens on the dark web are things that they don't want you as a public user to have a realization of why. Because a lot of what goes on is illegal and subversive. A lot of people don't know this, but the Bitcoin that you hear about today is the most publicly used form of financing on the web. Why? Because it goes from account to account, and that means a number to number. And when they do the research on that number, it could take any length of time before they can find the person whose account it's from. But a lot of what goes on is definitely illegal, from selling drugs to pornography to child pornography to sexual child rings, child abuse rings. This is the part of the real world that they don't want to openly discuss. But if it wasn't so prevalent, it wouldn't be a dark web. If there wasn't a demand for this type of secrecy for people who are operating in this manner, there would not be their opportunity to get out here, because it's a playground for pedophiles. Let me repeat that. It's a playground for pedophiles. And remember when I said they got child profiles, that doesn't mean they have nude pictures of children. Some pedophiles don't have to see a child nude to see a child, and their mind takes everything off. Their mind puts them somewhere this child has no idea. And the sad part about it, in this day and age of blogging, children are blogging on all levels. And they're doing it in such a childish manner, they don't realize that they have actually started to be encroached upon by a breed of people that think in such a savage manner. And when I say savage manner, I'm saying the highest grossing item on the dark web is child abuse and child pornography. So these people literally are connecting to a side of themselves using very well your child's profile, and they not even know it. Why? Because now these children are blogging, from going shopping to going to the store to hanging out with their friends, and they're doing this in a very innocent manner. But the people who are tapping into these blogs are not tapping into these blogs by invitation. They're literally hacking their way, and there's a business for just that. See, this is so insidious that most people would think, oh, no. Well, oh, yes. Believe me, your child could be 10, 11, 12, because children, some of these children, their parents think they're intellectually capable of handling a phone at 9 years old. Oh, only use it to call me. Yeah, okay, right. Because guess what? Once they get on that web, if you have not taken the time to put parental securities on that phone, and even if you have, there are services that are literally making available to these kids their ability to hack beyond the parental controls. So you literally are disconnecting with your child, whether you know it or not. And you know, we have to consider this. Lately, most of the children that have been disappearing have been connected with through the internet. This is no joke, y'all. This is another area in which when you thought, okay, I got everything covered, you may not. Because these people are using childhood curiosity to literally mask their insensitivity. So, I'm bringing this to your attention because in reality, in this day and age, and I don't know for these who know or not, but I guess a week or so ago, the Pope said that homosexuality was no longer considered a sin. So, if that's the case, you have to understand the door that has been opened on a major scale. Now, a lot of people think, oh, well, he doesn't have any power in my life. It doesn't have to worry about your life. Every government of the world looks at the Pope as the head of Christianity. Let me repeat that for you people who think, oh, no, I'm Church of Christ. I'm Church of God in Christ. I'm Nutrient. That doesn't make a difference. When it comes to Christianity, every government of the world and other religions look at the Pope as the head of the Christian faith. So when somebody in that position makes a blatant statement the way he did, believe me, we're going to have to understand that these people are not looking out for our best interests. These people have literally opened the gates for those people who practice these treacherous and savage acts to tap into your child's profile and your child not even know it. And think, there's a lot of things that your child is videotaping themselves doing that you have no idea they're doing. We have to be very conscious that anything that we give our children in this day and age of technology has a backdoor purpose. Now, whether you want to accept that or not is insignificant. Because if you allow that to happen, once they're in, they're in. And they're not going to leave if just because you want them to leave. I'm finding out this is on all levels of new technologies. These people, and it could be someone right next door or in front of a computer. This is how sad this is, my brothers and sisters. It could be a computer in your house right now, you not even know it. That's tapping into something that you never would suspect. Because we have looked at technology's advancement through the eyes of rose-colored glasses. And the sad part about it is that putting those glasses on allows us to view the world one way. But it allows the world to view us also. I'm only bringing this to your attention because literally this is hitting home somewhere. And there's some parent who thinks, oh, my Bobby or my Mary or my Johnny, and not realizing that these kids now are tapping into services that have never been available to our generation. Why? Because we weren't so titillated by the media as they are today. And understand how I said that. If you've looked at any of these shows, and I haven't, I just do a lot of reading. But these programs are titillating. Now, what does that mean? Now, I'm going to take you someplace that you really may not have thought of, but I'm going to be very clear about this. Titillating is a certain degree of fascination that adds a air of excitement, but an air of they know it's taboo. They know they should. But you have to understand what becomes a powerful element here. It has always been said that humans are victimized because they cannot control that titillating aspect of oneself that allows them to have a habit that is destructive, but yet they indulge. Our children have that access to them, to the internet, in a manner which we have never begun to understand. Because guess what? We're not as up on, I don't care who you are. If you're over 50, you're not as up on the internet as somebody between 26 and 14. They know where to go for those so-called cheat sheets, those profiles to break down. What does that mean? A profile to break down the parental security so that they can have access to the World Wide Web. They know, as I was saying, they know it's illegal on their part. They know this is what our parents would want. They know that they have to keep this secret. But we have not taught our children about the power of the flesh. Now, why do I say the power of the flesh? Because the flesh is another attribute. You see, let me give you a quick breakdown. When you were born, the flesh was given to you to house a spirit, which is your aspect, or the, what they call the God gene, in you. That we were, that flesh is designed to protect the God gene while you grew through this time-space experience. But the time-space experience has taken on a new level of intellectual invitation. And that's what it is. You see, you could look at a cell phone. If you don't know anything about it, you walk by it, won't pay attention to it. But once that door is open, and you guys have seen that same intellectual scintillation everywhere you go. Look, when you go on a public service, what are everybody doing? Looking down into their own private cell. And you realize how I said that. They're looking down into their own private cell. And that cell is containing them away from everything around them. And the person sitting beside them, they may even hear or feel breathe. That's how close they are. But because they are so locked into their cell, that is their sign of saying, do not disturb me. And who knows what you would be disturbing. We have to understand that we have become the victims of technology that we were never looking at. Why? Because of our rose-colored glasses. Oh, the view is so nice on this side of the glass. But what is going on the other side? Today I was on the internet, and someone I would like to consider to be a friend of mine, if I met her or anything, we were just angry conversing on the internet. And she was talking about, there's this new technology that she just was so rewarding to her to look at, that she wanted to invite it into her life. Well, when I looked at this technology, I said, let me see something. And I got into the background of this technology. And you guys have seen it. You guys have seen those so-called, those goggles, those RV, virtual reality goggles. Yeah. And then these were games this person was seeing being played, and it did look exciting. But can you trust technology enough to allow them to transplant sights and sounds in your mind to the degree that you're reacting to what you see? Because if that is the case, what is the purpose? They want you to think it's entertainment. But how many times have you heard The example was the guy who shot up the movie theater that time. I think he killed about 17 or 18 people. Well, when he was in court the very next day, he said, "I don't remember. I don't remember what happened." This is not the first person. This has happened several times. We have to accept the fact that there is a mechanism that allows people to be able to not identify with what they've done after they've done it. And if that is the case, who is controlling it? Once again, we put ourselves in a situation where we're saying, instead of why. Why is this technology available? What purpose does it serve humanity? Many times, it really cuts through me when people say, this is a war between the principalities of good and evil. But the battle's not mine. It's somebody else. Wrong. The battle is yours. Wake the hell up. If you sit back waiting for somebody to save you, you will not be saved. Let me make that very clear. If you are sitting back waiting for somebody to save you, you will not be saved. That is a proven fact. That's just not my opinion. We have failed to realize that those who seek our destruction is on full blast. Let me ask another question. What purpose does genetically modified organisms play in your food? You still can't believe, it will help us feed the world, and think that that's not a lie. When the very thing they're telling you will help us save the world is killing our first line of our body's growth. And what is that? That is the bees. You realize bees disappeared. That's the irreparable effect on the food chain. Wake up, people. We are inundated by an enemy who's telling you, I can do anything I want because you're asleep. Sleep. You see, they know if you hear it repetitiously enough, you're going to follow what you hear instead of continue to do your due diligence to break that form, that monolithic sound that lures you into a state of almost trancing. Sleep. Put your guard down. Yes, relax your muscles. Yes. Breathe deep. Give me all the power. And you shut the F up. They know exactly what they're doing. But we, being gullible, thinking, not my Jenny, not my Tommy, not my Barry, you're wrong. Because I'm going to tell you, they're not after you. You see, you're what's called an older soul. Older souls come with a history of intelligence, of personal experience. They don't want that. That gives you the ability to question when you see and can identify. Let me repeat that. When you see and can identify. Because a lot of people see and don't identify nothing. Let me be very clear about that. A lot of people see and don't identify nothing. We find ourselves being victimized by an enemy that's working 24/7 when we only got, if you go to work 8 hours a day and you come home, you got 16 hours left, and then you put your 8 hours of sleep in, and during that other 8 hours, you're running around doing the things that make your life normal. Wake up. There is no normal. Normal is dead. You're allowing yourself to be victimized by an enemy that's working 24/7 on all cylinders. Don't take my word for it. Look at your water. Don't take my word for it. Look at your food. Don't take my word for it. Look at the environment that you're in. Don't take my word for it. Look at the new drugs that are on the street now. Don't take my word for it. Look at the opioid deaths that are... Do you realize this is stuff that's all happening in your environment? So you got to stop saying, I better than me. No. it's not better than you, because you could be very well next or next affected by the very same thing. You have to ask yourself, what purpose do you serve here? Are you just a piece of flesh that's indulging in every bad habit to make yourself destructive? And that's what we do. Oh, people get out here and they want to look big and talk about smoking cigarettes. You knew how I was when you was a teen and made you fit in. It's a destructive bad habit. And there's a lot of people when they hit 30 and 40 and 50 years old who can't even talk because they indulge in that destructive bad habit, trying to fit in instead of trying to grow. Whatever happens to your body is happening because of the situations that you allow to arise, the foods that you stick into it, those things that you don't know about that you are partaking of. And the system is putting them out there. They're mutating this stuff to kill you. Don't take my word for it. Look at a TV commercial. Oh, this pill is so good for one thing, but we have 25 side effects. But the one thing is fine. But we got 25 side effects. Do you think those 25 side effects are not going to affect you if you take that one thing? Something in there is going to affect you arbitrary, meaning differently from what you're anticipating from this pill. And the sad part about it is your food, listen, your food should be your medicine. Let me repeat that. Your food should be your medicine. You know, it bothers me when I see so many people. And it took me a while to grow to understand this, because listen, before you can operate on being able to change something, you got to identify where it's at in your life. And believe me, sometimes that wake-up call comes a whole lot later in other people's lives. I got a friend who's a nurse, love her to death, been knowing her since I was maybe in the first grade. That's how far back we got into a conversation one day, and she said, "You know what, brother? I see people that if they would only examine their lives early enough, they could have avoided this disease. They could have avoided that reaction. But people don't want to know the truth. So when they come into a doctor's office, they don't know what I know. So I have to learn to say nothing." I said, "Wait a minute, you mean that you got a truth and you can't tell it?" She said, "No, I can't tell it." You see, you have to understand, I'm there to literally make money. And regardless of how much education that I may have and see all of these symptoms in somebody's life and hear the doctor say, "Well, you know what, we're going to try this and we're going to try that." And I know in my mind that that's only going to be a cover of that particular symptom, but never solve the problem. I said, "Wow, are you serious? How do you live with this virus?" She said, "I don't take it home. My responsibility in what I do is to make people comfortable. And that is all I try to focus on, because people don't want to know the truth." I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "Listen, this is a," she mentioned, "a mutual friend of mine now who has, I think he has pancreatic cancer or something." She said, "I told him years ago that he was indulging in a bad habit." I said, "Get out of here." She said, "I stumbled across it. We were out someplace and we were at a farmer's market and he was getting a sandwich. And he had about three or four different kinds of meats. And he said, you know, those meats are preserved with nitrates." That's what she said to him. He said, "Hey, I don't know what they are, but it's so good." So then after he got the sub and loaded it down with about three or four different kinds of meats, she said, then he turned around and said, "No, double everything." And you know they got that there, double thing. And they do that for a reason. They're playing on your flesh's ability to overpower your intellectual knowledge of what you're putting in your system and indulge deeper. she said, when we sat down at the table, you know, it's farmer's market, that's very nice. She said, I see him bite into this stuff with such delight. She said, and then I really started to focus on him. She said, he's about 270 pounds. And when I was drinking water, as, you know, keep the liquid to keep the food moving, he bought one of these big 44 or 52 ounce fountain sodas. She said, I wanted to tell him that that fountain soda was 97% sugar to 3% water. She said, but there were points where he couldn't even talk. He had so much of this in his mouth. So she's saying that now, when she sees him most of the time, he's coming to the doctor's office, his health is deteriorating. Now, she wouldn't give me any privy whether he'll make it or not, which I really didn't want to know. But what she was saying to me was, as children growing up, I never knew that this sort of thing would be so blatant in my face with people I loved as a child. And I can't say anything, because when I tried, they didn't hear me. We are the victims of our choices. And we have to be more knowledgeable about these choices, because now our children are following our example. So if you think you could go on that internet any way you want to, anywhere you want to, so do that. Is that someone want to add to the show? This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday.
Okay, Brother Davis, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Please, brother, add to the show. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
No, no, that was me, Brother Davis. That was Dave. I was just listening, and I just want to say, man, I hope this is such a important Wise Wednesday, because truths are being spoke about. And, you know, Brother Davis, with the Pope, I just want to say what you said is so true. And if you look at what the Pope was basically saying, is that he's basically saying all of the victimization that they've had on their altar boys and the young men that they've abused, that is okay now. That's what they're trying. That's a part of this whole thing. And so this is the perpetual motion, just like you said. We can't look at things with the rose-colored glasses on. We have to look at it for what it is. This system is always here to take from us and never, ever to give. And I'm so glad that you spoke about that, because that is so true. It goes beyond the religious practices that we have, because there's a cultist nature that the system has, and they deceive everyone to participate there in that through religion. So, man, Brother Davis, great show. So I'm going to kick back on, you know, and continue to listen in. I didn't mean to hit myself off of mute.
That's all right, brother. You can add at any given time. That's the purpose of the show, my brothers and sisters. All of y'all sitting by a phone, knowing you got a question, but you're afraid to answer, because the answer may be right into your doorstep. But here's an old statement. Let me step on my porch. Now, what does that mean? That means, look, I own this. I want to know. It may not be the best thing for me to know, but I am more adequate to make whatever changes are necessary when I have the knowledge than when I do not. So I'm telling you, step on your porches, y'all, because I'm going to tell you something. Nobody's going to save you if you don't save you. And let me tell you something. They know that. This system that we live in, if you think for 1 minute it's not being redesigned for your destruction, you are very sadly mistaken. And that was being very gentle. Let me say that again. That was being very gentle. Because I'm going to tell you something. We fail to realize the importance of the connection between humanity and who saves it. Nothing is going to save humanity if humans don't do it. And the humans that will do it are going to have to be humans that are going to make the sacrifices necessary to grow to a level to help them achieve something that they believe at one time to be the impossible. Does any of this sound familiar to you? We are literally at a stage now where we are arming ourselves for what? There's a multiplicity of things going on now. So we better do what is most accessible to us. And what is that? We need to correlate our ideas and have these open conversations with other human beings that may not know exactly what I'm telling you tonight. We need to collate and form groups in which we can literally reach out and attach ourselves to other groups of like-minded people. This is not something that's going away. You know, last year they introduced new clouds. Oh, I guess they did that for your benefit. No, they didn't. You'll benefit by it. No, you won't. I don't care what story they're telling you. This is not designed for you. This is designed to take from you. Now you have to decide on what you're willing to give them or whether you're willing to take it back. And I'm going to tell you something. A whole lot of people are not ready for this conversation. Let me make myself very clear. They have inundated you with fear on all levels, on purpose. Because if you're scared, you're not going to do nothing. And they know it. Out of the top 10 movies that have come out this year, do you realize that the majority of them were based on horror to instill fear? There is a method to their madness. And we allow ourselves to be victimized by it. You know why? Because we come in with routines or habits that are self-destructive. How many people walk into the house from a hard day's work and the first thing they do is lay their keys down and turn the TV set on? Or lay their keys down and turn the radio on? You're allowing the intrusion of the world into your life. So you can't think purposely for you. Your thoughts are based on what is around you, what is your timeline, what is the program, what is it that you have to do next, according to your so-called level of normality. Once again, I'll repeat, there is nothing normal about the world we live in. You see, normal, you could say that about, oh, I can't even think as a black man in America was ever a time of normality. There were times of peace, but not of normality. We have always been the victims of every wretched behavioral process known to man. And the last one you just seen a week ago. Now, imagine this. You're telling a bunch of people that are making millions of dollars to go into the gladiator ring and literally do whatever your body can withstand to eliminate the opponent. Oh, but don't get down on one knee. Or don't get down on one knee during the national anthem. You know what that tells you? What that should have told everybody in the NFL? We pay you to do what we tell you. That's what slaves do. You just a high paid. In reality, the same system that is controlling the prison industrial complex is showing you that they control the NFL too. Just another kind of slavery. And we all are living within this system that we're seeing self-destruct. Oh, make no mistake. It's self-destructing. And on its way out, it's destroying as many as it can. That's why this is a wake-up call. This is your wake-up call. So if they're going to go after people on that level, they're definitely going after you. What is your resistance? Think about it. How can you stop it? Think about it. Have you already submitted yourself as a victim? Think about it. Because guess what I do every day? Every day when I get up and I do my meditation, I'm putting on my armor. And after I do my meditation, I sit back and watch my wife prepare food for me. and I can see everything she's doing, and what I don't know, I can say, well, what is that? And she'll tell me, I am shining my armor. And when I now embrace her before I go out into this world, that is my way of telling her, regardless of the valleys, regardless of the lengths, regardless of what it takes in the circumstance of strength, I'm going to apply so I can come back home to you. For you are my reward, and I want to indulge in it. Because every day is going to put a certain degree of demand on me. I am willing to rise because I want to return to you. This is Brother Davis on A Wise Wednesday. Look, we're coming up on a break. And I want you to understand this. Even if you don't want to accept the things that I'm telling you, and many of you probably don't, you know why? Because it's easier. Get off easy street. We never had an easy street as African Americans in America. Never. So if you think for 1 minute that your life is going to get better without you applying some change, it is not. You are living at the best and the highest quality of life you are going to live at unless you do something. And guess what? In most cases, in this next 10 to 20 years, we cannot allow these defenses or these differences to separate us, because that is impending doom. This is Brother Davis on A Wise Wednesday. And listen, I'm hoping y'all buy your telephones. I'm hoping you got pens and a piece of paper. I'm hoping you're writing some of this down, because I'm going to tell you something. This ought to be community conversation wherever you go, because there's a lot of people who don't know this, and it's right in front of their face. But you do, and you are responsible for what you know. Now, if you do nothing at all, that is your fault. It's not mine. This is Brother Davis on A Wise Wednesday. We're going to a break, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, we're back, we're back. For you people who think, and when I say you people, and the reason why I say you people is because you already separated yourself from the rest of us. Evidently, you think that something's going to happen. You're just going to be different from everybody else. But no. These philosophy, people that live under the philosophy of death, don't care how you think, they're willing to kill a certain portion of their own to get to you. And that certain portion of their own literally should wake up. But you know what? They don't want to. They don't want to at all. You know why? Because they have been made to believe that they're different. Oh, not me. And you know the sad part about it is that's what they want you to believe. That's what they want them to believe. I had a conversation with somebody I know was very racist. Literally. And this conversation was virtual. Why? Because the reason why it was virtual is because this person don't want to face the truth. They think that their rose-colored glasses is giving them the whole story. It is not. So the conversation went like this. Do you like my shirt? And the shirt had White Lives Matter. And then it had all these here bodies of colored people and bodies of white people and bodies of Asian people. This was to reflect the count of humans in the world. And I looked at him and I smiled. I said, does it offend you? And I said, no. And he looked at me strange. But you understand, those people who know me know I dress my culture. There's no question when you see me what I represent. And he knew there was no question when I seen him what he represented. But he thought he was getting into a level of confrontation with somebody who is not prepared for it. It's going to get emotional. So he said, you know, I'd like to know your opinion. I said, my opinion is you have a right to wear whatever you want. She said, it doesn't bother you. I said, whether it bothers me is insignificant because you're wearing it. She said, oh, so you one of those silent black people. I said, no, I'm not a silent black person. But if you wanted to get in conversation with someone who's going to get emotional about how you reflect the world, I'm not the one. But if you want to get into a conversation that's coming from an intellectual position and who understands the balance of being a human with the purpose we serve, you got the right one, baby. And he said, pardon me? You see, they don't understand. They think that black people are what they see on TV. They really do. And that has nothing to do with who we are as people. But when we sit down, and he said to me, remember now, this is virtual. He said, so do you think that black on black, wait a minute, I'm not sitting here to discuss black on black in it. And the reason why is because I don't have to create a scenario for you. All I have to do is give you the truth. He said, give me the truth. What's the truth? You've heard it on my show many times. I said, how can you discuss anything with me that is black on black when your history shows you to be the most prolific killers of not only other people, but of yourselves? He drew back real slow. He said, you mean to tell me? And I said, the truth. He said, no, that ain't what you said. I said, okay, what did you hear? He said, you mean to tell me that all of the good that we have done for America is not for America's best interests? I said, no. I mean to tell you, it was never about America's best interests. He looked at me and he said, well, how can you say that? I said, because I'm a Vietnam veteran. I fought a war based on profit that had nothing to do with the so-called story that was out front, the so-called the democracy monologue. You name a country that the United States is going to war in where democracy has prevailed and then kept in structure. One, just name one. It got real quiet. I said, see, what you fail to realize is that the very thing that you celebrate to be a part of, you are literally destroying yourself. He said, oh, no. Now there you're wrong. I said, prove it. He said, well, you prove it. I said, are you ready for truth? He said, why do you keep talking about if you're ready for truth? I said, if I said anything to you that's a lie? And he got quiet. He said, okay, what's your truth now? He said, you got a shirt on that says white lives matter. But have you looked in the mirror? What are you, 300, 350 pounds? You're walking around here all alone? I said, is there something that you're doing in your life that's causing you to self-destruct? He said, oh, no, not me. I said, do you have high blood pressure? He said, well, that's personal. I said, do you have any ailments at all? He said, what do you talk about my ailments for? I said, because I want you to see that you are destroying the very issue that you're trying to make out of it. Now, by this time, in this virtual conversation, other people who are listening, who didn't intend to listen, are now listening. Not saying a word, but they're listening. So he looked at me and said, and if I have some health issues, what business is of yours? I said, it's not my business. I was sitting down here enjoying my day. You infringed on me for this conversation, so I'm going to give you all the truth that is going to be necessary for you to know that you are expendable. He said, how can you say that I'm expendable? You're expendable. I said, yes, I know. You see everybody else as being expendable and not realizing that you are the collateral damage of your own opinion. He got up and he rose and he stepped back over the bench. People had to move. They were so close in this conversation. He said, don't worry. Your day is going to come. I said, well, if it happens naturally, yours will come before mine. So as he began to walk away, there must have been a stump or something. I really can't tell you. A breach or you know, the roots grow out of the ground of a tree. And he stumbled on it. And I mean, when he stumbled, literally, we didn't know what to expect. He didn't know what to expect. But he caught himself. He twisted his leg, but he bumped into a few people. He twisted his ankle, rather. And he looked up at me. I didn't say a word, but his look told me everything. And that was, you picked the wrong one, because this one's knowledgeable. And he walked off. So now, in reality, they know. But it serves their purpose to say nothing, because they want to benefit from the privilege that, or should I say, what they think privilege has given them. But it hasn't given them anything. They have the same problems. They are living in the same places or the same facilities of the Walmarts, of the stores that are purveying sugar and alcohol and tobacco into the systems, just like they're doing into our systems. We can wake up, y'all. Think about it. Do you realize if you wake up, it requires you to be responsible about knowing, just becoming more knowledgeable about what you put in your system? Just becoming more knowledgeable about what is in that stuff to decide whether you want to put it in your system. Because, see, when you start to wake up on that end, you wake up on a lot of other ends. Yeah, I'm trying to keep this here from being metaphysical, because literally, your body is a total universal system that's attached to a greater system. So there's a communication going along in your body on all levels. And see, Westernism has taught you to deaden that. Okay, to give you an example. Say you wake up with a headache, okay? Now, some people take and drink some water, and they start their day, and they see how this water is going to progress. Why? Because they put the suggestion in the water to clear my system. And they drink that water. They might add some things like apple cider vinegar or a little lemon, because what does that do? That breaks down the acid content in your body. So as this water is partake up into the system, with the suggestion that you've already put into it, you told the water what to do to heal yourself. But until you understand that process, you will never realize that you have control over your body on a greater level, because now you're working with it on the elementary level. You will be exposed on other levels, because you are knowledgeable enough to start this process. Your system will literally call into your being things that will add to that knowledge base. And this is just not conversation. Anybody out there, and listen, there's a lot of people that's not, don't even know, anybody out there will tell you this process works. We have control over the cosmology in around the aura of our body. Now, for those people who don't know what an aura is, an aura is that reflection of radiant generated energy that is seen around your body and literally changes colors depending on your state of mind, your state of health, all of these things. Now, I'm going to open doors to that in time to come. And the reason why I'm going to do that is because, literally, we are going to have to take control of our lives, and we cannot take control of our lives depending on a synthetic material that is not a part of the natural body structure to come into the body and do what the body does by itself. No. We're going to have to relearn that. Remember I said we need to dump the waste and put in wisdom. And that's what we're doing in this process, even tonight. Because I've exposed you to things that help you dump the waste, the naivete to think that your children are exceptional and are not going to be titillated into doing things that they may not ordinarily do. That is knowledge that feeds your base, and you are responsible for what you know. So if you do nothing, and all of a sudden one of these here things come home to roost, you cannot blame nobody. Because you are responsible for what you know. We have to see ourselves as the survivors and the savers. The reason why I say the survivors and the savers, because we can save ourselves and survive this. But we have to take on the responsibility of doing so. We can't continue to go to Walmart. You're not, speaking of Walmart, I went to Walmart maybe a week ago. Now, Walmart used to have a gluten-free section. And I go there because my wife likes these. And I do, too. I have these gluten-free pretzels. And I went in, and now they used to have a gluten-free section. So I asked the lady, well, where's the gluten-free section? She said, oh, we don't have that. I said, you don't? She said, no, none of the Walmarts do. They've implemented a program to include that with the regular groceries. So now, their inclusion of that with the regular groceries is telling me that if I'm not knowledgeable enough about what I want to do, I got to go and deal with all of the products to find that product that I want that serves my purpose. They know most people are not going to do that. Believe me, they know exactly what they're doing. So what they're telling you is, yeah, we mix everything together so that you can tell the genetically modified products from the bioengineered products. And therefore, you're going to make some mistakes and you're going to get it in your system and it's going to kill you. They don't tell you that blatantly. Don't take my word for it. Never take somebody's word for it. What you need to do is your own due diligence. You see, that is why religion is so prevalent now. Because you take somebody's word for what the Bible says to you instead of doing the due diligence of your own. We have to be the propagators of truth in our present circumstance, or it will never change. We must reflect the examples we want our children to follow, or they will not grow, because you are not the one they're trying to get. Your children. You see, if they get your children, they don't have to worry about you because they've already got a plan to kill you. But their plan for your children is entirely different. You heard Dave talk about what transitions America's going to be. Did you know that the Chinese are buying up everything they can by taunting war? That's right. Literally, they're taunting the United States. Oh, yeah, you used to be the bully. Well, we the bullies now. You ain't going to do what? Oh, we ain't going to do it either. You used to sanction the world. Now the world is sanctioning you. This ain't nothing like what Malcolm X said. This ain't nothing but the chickens coming home to roost. And guess what? Here's your greatest fear. The greatest fear is that we are going to identify that this is not going to happen without destruction. You see, we have been programmed to a level of normalcy where they're telling you now that the news ain't the news. And it ain't. Has anybody heard about the war going on in Israel right now? Oh, that's been all over the news, hasn't it? Interesting, huh? Well, go outside the United States. Look at some of those news services. Listen to what they're saying. Oh, yeah, Israel's in a major war. And guess who's going to come in? I hope they don't come in like they're the Lone Ranger. I hope they don't think they're going to save the day. Because literally, war now has become highly technical. Their war may be right here on this ground. Because guess what? They're losing control of everything else. And we are prepared, if you leave your state of normalcy and create a state of emergency and you treat your connections the same way. Because I'm going to tell you something, there's more of us than them. And if we live in a state of fear, oh, they're going to kill us, then you will die. But if you live in a state of strength, where I'm going to position myself so that I can do and achieve as much as I can, so that my family can see that the importance that I place is on maintaining a quality of life for them, through what they eat, how they sleep, the security I provide, and the image of being what I represent in the family. Oh, yeah. I've told you many times that I cast the image of my grandchildren that's greater than my shadow. And the reason why I do that is because it is so important for them to realize to me, you don't have to depend on no one for anything, but you must be prepared to work with anyone to achieve the right things. So therefore, when I'm around them, they know I'm asking questions. I want to know. And the reason why I want to know is because of the very thing we're talking about today. Now, would I like to have their mother and father to be more conscious? Absolutely, I would. But you have to understand, the system of design to make things work in America is called appearance. So when you're educated and you go out here and you become a part of something like a fraternity or a sorority, they're taking care of each other. And look, they're not looking to take care of you. If they can, an opportunity presents itself, they might. But have you ever noticed how many people want you to know what fraternity or what sorority they were in? That will mean nothing in the future. Why? Because they were subsidized organizations anyway, put together in order for the people who are in control to know about the people who they do not have total surveillance over. And that was years ago, because now they do have total surveillance over. You know why? Because they got cell phones. They know where you are. They know what you're talking about. They know what you're thinking. In most cases, they know what you're eating, because a lot of people are ordering out. They don't know what they're sticking in their mouth. Are you getting this? We have to be the masters of our lives. If we are going to do anything that's going to be positive in the reflection of our future, we are going to have to take control. Because the people that we used to give control to have abused their authority. I remember one time when the FDA would not allow you to put anything in their mouth unless they did an in-depth study on it. I'm talking about 3 or 4 years, maybe 3 or 4 institutions. Educational institutions. That doesn't happen no more. Corporations now have what they call political back pockets. What does that mean? That means the balls in their political pocket is greater than the balls in their front pocket, because the balls in their front pocket is already diversified. They can't diversify that bulge in their back pocket, because there's too many politicians in the back pocket. We got to wake up, y'all. I've been told that I said a lot of things. I say a lot of things that, you know, people just ain't going to like. Well, if you follow history, every person that was chosen to be a leader was chosen because he was willing to say things that were not popular, but they were true. I'm not telling you by no means am I positioning myself or do I want to be a leader. I got a role of leading now in my own household. And that's a full-time role, and I take it very seriously. And the reason why I take it very seriously is because I know I can make a difference. Did you hear that? I know I can make a difference. And guess what? When you take it seriously and you study through your own due diligence and you stay on top of your game, you will be the example of taking it seriously. And I don't have to worry about your children, because they already know how to follow a good example. But there are a lot of children out here, and I'm going to tell you a lot. And I deal with them as best I can when I can. And why do I say that? Because there's so many. The system has cut a whole generation off. They've been bought up on technology. They think the future is technology. It is not. I want to be very clear about this, and the reason why is because every civilization has a beginning and every civilization has an end. I don't care what they tell you about their ability to extend this or that because of artificial intelligence. That is based on theory and machinery. How many machines are still around that was out here in the 1600s? And I'm just talking about the cotton gin, to say for one. Machinery even dies out.
I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, we got work to do, and we cannot for 1 minute think that we have time to rest. We do not have time to rest. Did you hear me say I'm burning the candle from both ends? Let me bring some clarity to that. I had a farm gone, okay? We've had some problems with the farm. And the reason why we had some problems with the farm is because they were in-house. So don't think that everything's going to happen outside. No, they were in-house. And it took us a while to get that straightened out. But in the meantime, that set our program back. And setting our program back, there had to be transitions made. So me and my wife, bless her heart, has decided that we were going to do what was necessary for us to put in place those things that when things came back online, all we had to do is move them in position. Okay, so in the meantime, I'm looking at the world the way it is today, and they're telling us, well, jobs as we know it are going to disappear. Do you believe that? It don't make a difference whether you believe it or not. Once again, you have to get out of the state of normality thinking. Yes, it's going to change. The whole workforce is going to change. 4 or 5 years ago, I had said the workforce is being receded. What did that mean? That they are replacing black people with Latinos. And people would say, oh, no, that's just something that's a trend. Oh, yeah? We're 5 years later. Guess who has a greater footprint in the financial industry over the last 4 years based on what we had done the previous years? And they're still using some of those same civil rights legislations, and I still don't know who civil is, and they're exercising their right to be in the other areas thinking they're going to perform. Listen, we already know you ain't invited in those areas. We already know if you do get into them, we will create a law to control you. And if you don't think they will, look at the NFL. This is prevalent, y'all. They didn't want them taking one knee. You know why? Because that one knee meant that they represented that black people were unjustly and being poignantly picked out and destroyed, not killed, destroyed for things like a parking violation or a traffic ticket or because of the wrong place at the wrong time. They think they're the exception to that. They will get their wake-up call, but by no means, this doesn't change. They will get their wake-up call. But I'm pointing that out to you so you will understand the importance of taking a position, because regardless of what you try to do, they control a system that they can make a law to put an obstacle before you. So expect that. I don't care. I expect it. But if we organize our thought process so like-minded people can come together and we can openly discuss how we're going to stop labeling, so that how are we going to start labeling so that we'll know what the food is on the grocery stores in which we all shop? How are we going to put a program together so that we can put our money in a place of visibility so that people will understand our issue? Because that didn't happen with the NFL millionaires. All they had to do was say, okay, everybody in the NFL, we want you to give $1,000, a pittance, $1,000 into a program of truth exposure. And we'll take that $1,000 and we'll market Colin Kaepernick and what his position was and why it was changed according to the necessity to reflect negative on a group of people, meaning them all of America, that had nothing to do with the truth of the issue. And why do I say they had nothing to do with the truth of the issue? Because when they changed the narrative, they all ran with change. They never focused on the truth. And he was telling you, I'm taking a knee because of the abuse, the manipulation, and the destruction of black people by police officers. That was the issue. But by the time they got done changing the narrative, oh, he's unpatriotic. Yeah, that's what it is. He's unpatriotic. Now, I don't care what the truth is. You just print what I tell you to print. So by the time they printed over and over and over, that's the repetition process I talked to you before about being programmed, over and over, these people begin to believe it. Oh, this isn't about his people. He's just not patriotic. Well, let me tell you something. If half the people who talks about this so-called patriotism served in the service, they wouldn't take that position. Because by now they would realize that eventually every war the United States was in to benefit a few, not the masses. They will realize that this so-called democracy that we must protect had nothing to do with the stealing, killing, and the destroying of innocent people that was required for them to do or to devastate a country the way they have. And listen, the truth doesn't change. Colin Kaepernick has still been the same. He stood by his position then. He stands by it now. And the things that he's doing, have been doing ever since, do your own due diligence, it'll tell you, have been along those lines. But you know what? They want you to forget about it now. That's why he's not in the NFL. We don't want it back. Here's the catch. He could start for any one of them, maybe 10, 12 of the teams that are out there, and prove the quality of the game for the whole team. But guess what? We're going to cut this finger off, and we're going to work with a quarterback that has a thumb and three fingers before we will bring him back, just because we know his whole hand is better than a lot of the starting quarterbacks that are playing this game today. Wake up, y'all. But they missed their window of opportunity, and the NFL players couldn't see through the fog and the density of their own damn egos that this would play a major role in bringing the exposure of the way black Americans are treated to a world stage. They kowtowed. So I didn't take the money bottles. Yeah, I ain't going to say nothing no more. Fine. I tell you what, I ain't going to be out there. I'm just staying. I stay in the locker room. That way, they look like I'm making a statement. But I'm going to get my paycheck. They perpetuated greed on such a level that they're willing to sacrifice. Understand what I'm saying? They're willing to sacrifice their dignity in front of their own people rather than let the world know that what is going on isn't just happening in the United States. This is happening in every land where people of color live under the authority of a government that is based on tyranny. So, what are we going to do? What you should have done. So what? If the NFL, just think now, if they would have all took that position and the NFL said, you're all fired, who would come see them play? Do you think that they're going to take a massive financial loss that would only get worse and worse over the weeks going by? They missed a great opportunity to show a true example of what we as a people could do through just intercommunication. Why? Because I was brought up poor, man. I'm not going to sacrifice my paycheck. You can't play this game with any other place in the world. You don't have enough to get together, start your own league. It ain't going to make no money in the beginning. But when they realize the quality of play from the two different leagues, guess what? There's a gravitational pull. You see, our ignorance allowed us to give away our resources in the first transition of racism in sports. Remember that when they bought Jackie Robinson over? Before that, blacks owned baseball teams. Sundays was a day when you go see the Negro League play. And guess what? The quality of play was so good, there was a lot of white people in the stands, just like there were black people in the stands. And those owners were being able to engineer those funds to be able not only to keep those teams together, but to build facilities that were suitable to have those games. Concession stands and all. But soon as Jackie Robinson came over, and they thought, oh wow, they can make more money, they went. They left everything behind. That sounds like the civil rights era. Because you know, before the civil rights, black people had every type of business there was. There was barbershops, bus companies, movie theaters, grocery stores, corner stores. There was recreational facilities. Yeah, I don't know about y'all know the Boys and Girls Club, literally in the inner city. That launched a lot of careers because there was a camaraderie in the age in which communication was done on a one-to-one basis in a human way. We got to get back to the source, my brothers and sisters. And we are the resource that must make that happen. But I'm trying to give you a quick synopsis. And the reason being is because these opportunities are going to become more and more prevalent. When I say that, I mean as this United States is being inside device, and that's what we are. And everything around us is turning this pressure up. It's going to get tense here. The only way we're going to survive is if we start building like-minded foundations and institutions that we can go, and it will not only feed and edify us, but it will see the purpose of humanity. I am my brother's keeper. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday. Look, we're coming up on the last break, and I'm trying to give you a lot of content in a short period of time, because literally at this stage of the game, we have to support what is important to us, which brings me Black Talk Radio. I don't know about you, but I put my investment in Black Talk Radio. Have I utilized all those services? I should, but like I said, right now, I'm between a rock and a hard place. But I got some ideas. I'm going to run by Scotty and Dave in the future. And the reason being is because I have to lift what I'm doing up to the next level. And the reason why I have to lift it up to the next level is because the need has become so great that although we are the voice in the wilderness, we need to put volume to it. That's why we rely on you. We allow you to make contributions. When you go into that Black Talk Radio and you see the red button that says donate, don't be shy about it. We're not asking you for a fortune. We're asking you for a contribution. If everybody put a little something, we'll have more. And that's the whole thing. The more we have, the more we can do. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. We're coming up on the last break, y'all. When you decide that you want to invest in something that's going to help you. With Black Talk Radio, we're at the cutting edge of making things happen. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. We will be right back.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, we're back. Now, for those of you who think that, well, what can I do? What should I do? Start with yourself, okay? Now, how do you start with yourself? First of all, you got to evaluate yourself. What do you know? And what are you doing with what you know? Okay? Are you sick? And if you are sick, sick of what? You see, these are the ways you break down the thought process so you can clearly see the avenue that you travel that is best suited for you. You must make the priority to learn, grow, and supply a part of your daily action. And I mean it like that. Learn, grow, and supply. Because as you begin to, and I'm going to tell you something, I'm telling you from personal experience, I know, when you get out here and you start opening doors, other doors become open to you to make you realize that you're on the right track. You're not on the right track, right? Don't get upset. There's things you can do about it. First of all, understand that your body is your own. You have to be able to control what goes in and out. So that means you're going to have to learn to read those labels and understand what that stuff is. And if you don't understand it, or like my wife says, if it's more than four syllables, don't put it in your mouth. Don't eat it. If you're on a medication right now, I don't care what your illness is, you need to do some due diligence on holistic ways of finding a healing, not a remedy. See, that's what Western medicine does. It gives you a remedy for a specific symptom. It doesn't take care of the problem. We need to grow to understand the importance of taking care of the problem so that the symptoms do not come back. And this is a 24/7 opportunity. But you got to learn the right questions. What's in it? And what is that? You got to learn to go to the library and do a little due diligence, or learn to master your ability to do research on the line. And people do. People, listen, that's all they do. They get paid to do that, and they get paid very well. And now, we have to see the importance of being able to go shopping for our family on another level. Now, I'm telling you now, there's certain stores you just shouldn't stop. Straight up, you shouldn't shop at stores that don't buy locally. Why? Because if you're dealing with a local farmer or a store that shops locally, you can always ask them, Who do you buy from locally? Now, some people will get offended, but if a person or a story gets offended, then literally that's because they're trying to do what's called protect their privacy means or profit line. So go to the farmer's market. You can talk to the farmer, he can tell you about where that seed was put in the ground, what was in the ground prior to the seed, and the quality of the product that you're trying to purchase. These are not, this is not rocket science, my brother. I'm telling you what I do myself, but I've seen my wife do. And we educate each other on such an immense level, because she may be studying a food names to see what does bottled soda glutamate mean? What does high fructose corn syrup, what does all this here mean? And how is it broken down? And how many names does it have? See, these are the levels of which we got. Because when I go to the store and I'm looking at something and I'm reading and I'm saying, well, hey, babe, what is such and such and such? She'll look. She'll say, we use the app. And we got an app that literally tells you what these things are. But sometimes she'll just say, too many syllables, put it back. What do? I put it back. Because I'm reflecting on her knowledge in this area. Okay? We have to be able to harness all of our positivity for one purpose. And literally, it's going to build in every other area of your life. It's brought us closer because our conversation, our conversation can go anywhere. Because literally, she's speaking about food as a nutritional source and the vitamins and energy it brings. And I'm listening to that, and I'm reading something on a spiritual level that's telling me about the communication factor of this very same food with the human body that the people don't even notice taking place, because we are not elevated ourselves to the extent to understand the importance of our cosmological connection with every living thing. I hope you all caught all of that. Because our cosmological connection with every living thing allows our bodies to identify from just the aroma or from the visual sight what is in that that's going to benefit us. When you're looking at the banana, are you just looking at the banana, or are you looking at the potassium that it's going to add to your system so you don't get cramps, or so that it helps you keep your flow in your body? Why does it help you keep your flow in your body? Now, some of y'all may think it's a little tenuous, okay? But if you look at a fruit, a vegetable, you could tell by the shape of it what it basically edifies in your body, okay? So when you look at a piece of celery, what do you think? Well, celery is predominantly water and fiber. It does have nutrients, but the water and fiber serves a greater purpose than the content of nutrients that it has in the body. Why? Because the body needs fiber, and the water literally adds to the flushing of the system. So if the system's being flushed and you have total, what they call lubricancy, internal lubricancy, in your body, then all of your vessels open up. Your blood vessels open up, so it's good for high blood pressure. Did y'all pick that up? I'm trying to run this here so that you could see the vegetable itself and the purpose it serves. So if you have high blood pressure, celery and celery juice, that is good for that. You know why? Because it's literally opening up your blood pressure, your blood vessels, so that your blood can flow more freely. And see, that's not the only thing it does. We have what's called superfoods. That's your kale, your greens. These things literally are the nutrients that are the very fiber of our bodies. And the sad part about it is that we're not taught nutrition. And you know what else? This is going to be a humdinger. Doctors who literally administer medication to you are not taught about nutrition. Ask them. Don't take my word for it. But nutrition is the vessel that we are going to use in order to be able to bring our bodies back into compliance with the natural cosmological law in order so that we can restore complete health. And we can do that through making our foods our medicines. And you'll find that there's a lot of things that you eat that are synthetic, that literally, like sugar, that literally lock up your system. How many of you really know that if you like sugar, if you like those little sweet suckers and those sort of things like that, it doesn't seem to be damaging, but over a period of time, they get damaging. Me and my wife had a very good friend, sidebar. Me and my wife had a very good friend. She loved jelly beans, okay? She would have these jelly beans on her desk anytime we was there. And she would just munch these jelly beans. And, you know, she just got up and she's having some problems with her knees. And my wife said, Can I be honest with you? And she said, sure, Erica. My wife said, your problem with your knee stemmed from your jelly beans. Why? Because sugar crystallizes in your system, and it crystallizes in your joints. And the reason why it crystallizes is in your joints is because there's less resistance in your joints. So your joints are basically muscle and fiber. Everything else in your body is either fat or fat content. Now, she had to be very careful because this person was a little overweight. And you know how they blame one thing on another. But she didn't want to give up that habit. The sad part about it is that she eventually got cancer and died. To this day, when I think about it, we think about her very fondly. But every time we think about it, we see that jar of jelly beans sitting on her desk. What is on your desk? We have to understand that our daily habits are what is either going to create good health or it's going to destroy our health. That's simple. There is no common ground. Oh, this is just going to know. That's why it's so important that we save things like water. When you cannot drink water and your system starts to dry up, that is nothing but a boulder, a little pebble rolling downhill. And the longer you go without water, the bigger that boulder gets. And it has effect on every part of your body because water is so important to the process. So do you think for 1 minute that these people out here that literally are destroying, and I'm going to tell you, they are doing it intentionally in many cases, and if you don't believe it, look at what happened at the Indian Reservation when they went up with the pipeline, and it's, oh, pipeline leak. Pipeline leak destroyed the whole water area up here, so they had to find a new source of water. They knew what they were talking about, but the narrative was changed. I'm trying to point these things out to you because you have to take a position of stillness, and you maintain that position, and you gravitate to those people who have the same position. We don't want nobody messing with our water. If you're going to use your tax dollars to do something, then change the piping system so that we don't have the problems that other cities have in this city, and be able to build yourself up as a voice in the era of political silence. And that's what you see right now. Political silence. People jumping from, oh, we Republicans, we stick to the Republicans. We Democrats, we stick to the Democrats. That's a con. Remember, they were hired and appointed and voted on by the people. This is the story they want you to believe. Then why can't you be forceful enough to make them follow through with it? But you know what? There's only so much I can do, and I'm going to miss my story. Will you watch your story? And you do nothing, then you will die in the position of watching your story. And you can't blame nobody because you didn't do nothing. Your children are going to watch you. And if you don't do nothing, they are not going to do nothing. You condemn your whole family by being an example that is not worthy to be followed. But you be an example worthy to be followed, you literally launch a whole new family direction. Why? Because then they can talk to you directly. Well, Marlo, why aren't you going to Walmart, though? The Walmart, they literally have too many genetically modified food there. They then integrated it into the whole stock. So rather than take 5 hours to go grocery shopping at a place that really is not going to give me the information that I want to know so I can be knowledgeable about my selection, I'm going to a locally grown store. So when I look at that guy and I say to him, well, where are these melons from? He could say, well, these melons are from 6 miles outside of town, Parker Farm, go down to Route 17, make a left on Route 17, go out a mile, you'll see the Parker Farm on the left. So if you want to go directly to the Parker Farm, you can see that growth. That's the purpose of being knowledgeable. And the sad part about it is some people think, oh, that's just a little bit, that's a little bit too much, and I'm going to have to pay for gas. Learn that you're going to have to pay for knowledge, one way or another. But it's an investment in you. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm not telling you to do something I don't do myself. My wife will tell you. We will go out to the farmers and we'll buy cantaloupe, we'll buy corn, whatever we want. We go to the Amish farmers because they can break it down. Now, we do have Amish farmers at our local market. I mean, our farmers market. Oh, yeah. And they come in and they talk about everything. The one lady had me in a conversation about root beer. Now, root beer, sidebar. Root beer is something that my family always made for years. I can remember as a kid going out and grabbing those 2-cent bottles and taking them back home and cleaning them up. And my grandmother would, Grandmother Robinson, she would boil water and she would let these bottles sit in these waters boiling for about 5 minutes or so. Then she would wash them out with bleach, and then she would boil them again. And we had this system down so well. Why? Because we were kids, and we wanted that root beer. And I'm going to say, Grandma Robinson would make this big kettle full of root beer, and then once you put it in the bottle and put the top on it, it had to sit. So literally, we waited in anticipation. We waited in anticipation because that root beer was so good. And, you know, here's the sidebar to that. Every child that was involved in that process, I'm talking about her children, her grandchildren, and the neighborhood children that was a part of that process, knew we was going to get some of that good old Grandma Robinson root beer. Everybody called her Grandma Robinson. Some people I didn't even know. Who that? I don't know. What are you going to Grandma and Grandma for? Grandma don't care. And that's how it was. But now we go to the store, and they're giving you a root beer that has all kind of crap in it. It is important that if we can go to the source, like I was saying about the Amish people, I'll talk to them about root beer because of my personal story. We have to be able to tap into our resources just that same way. That way we get truth from the source. Because if you don't, believe me, you will be victimized. Pepsi, Coca-Cola, they don't care. They are putting, we got a calorie-free drink. Yeah, we got a calorie-free drink, and all you got to do is sweet. Well, it's calorie-free because they redesigned the concept of what they sweeten it with to appear to be something that is not. But it truly is. Do you realize one of the biggest contributors to obesity in America today is based on sugar drinks? That's right. Coke, Pepsi. You hear about this new stuff, Monster and Virtue and all this? This stuff is crazy. And if you do a little due diligence on it, you're going to find out that they represent, or they're being represented, those locals that are on them, they have negative innuendos out the wazoo. Now, how are you going to drink these things and not think they're going to have a negative result on you? Come on, y'all. This ain't rocket science. Listen, the essence of action is love. When you show people action, you ain't got to tell them that you love them. You show them that through your action. And the best part about that is that they don't have to call what you do in question. And the reason why they don't is because you do it so consistently and you do it so well, they already understand. This is love. And guess what? Don't tell me you love me. Show me. And I'll see it very clear. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday. We get ready to wrap up. I don't have to tell you that I love you because this is my action. And the most important part about that is that I take this very seriously because we are getting to a point right now where everything's being elevated. So we need to elevate. I can't elevate for you. I can elevate for me. And I'm going to tell you, I'm burning the candle on both ends. It won't be for long, but it's going to be for a while because I'm trying to achieve. You cannot be a visionary and set a goal without working hard to get there. That's how we got Black Talk Radio. So it's not beyond your ability to do. You just got to do what Nike said. Just do it. I don't even like using the concept of using it, but I mean, it works. It's functional. But we just got to do it. So this is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday. I appreciate y'all who came in and allowed me to come into your homes and give you a little bit more insight. I appreciate all those people who called. And most of all, I appreciate Black Talk Radio for giving me an opportunity to give you real truth. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday. And Scotty, I'm out, brother. Thank you all.
Brother Davis, thank you so much. All right, everyone, great, great show. Listen to it again. I think that you'll find the great jewels that's there. And remember, it's a two-hour show, and it's a lot of content that tries to get put into, and Brother Davis does that so well on Wise Wednesday. So listen, everyone, it's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. As Brother Davis says, he's been burning it on both ends, the candle on both ends. I know what you mean, Brother Davis, and truly, truly appreciate you all. Thank you so much. And we will talk to you all later. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.